We use the modality elicitation in the NLP change technique of mapping across. In mapping across, what we do is we elicit the submodalities of two internal representations, an undesired state and a desired state. And then what we do is we change the submodalities of the undesired state into the same submodalities of the desired state, which gets the result. So we could use this with unmotivated and motivated, confusion and understanding. It's also a very, very powerful process to use to enable people to change their response to certain foods. If they were working on weight loss and there was a particular food that they really liked and they knew that it wasn't good for their weight loss program, then we can actually change the submodalities of it so that they no longer like it. The process for that is on page 2 in section 5 in your manuals, the submodalities like to dislike script. So to do this process, you need the script on page 2, and also you need a submodality checklist like the one on page 5. What we ask the client is, step 1, can you think of a food that you currently like but you wish you did not? And have them tell you. As you think about how much you like that particular food, do you have a picture? Once they say, yes, I have a picture, then we elicit the visual, the auditory, and the kinesthetic submodalities and write them down in column 1 on the checklist. We then have them clear the screen. Step 3, can you think of a food which is similar but which you absolutely hate? Now, the important thing here is that it has to be a food that they completely and utterly detest. A food that if they just thought about putting this food in their mouth, it would make them wretch. So we need to have a big contrast between the like and the dislike. Once we've found something for the person, we have them tell us what it is. We say, good, when you think of how much you hate that, and then you put the title of the food in, do you have a picture? Step 4, we elicit the submodalities of the food they detest, and we make a note of the submodalities in the second column on the submodality checklist. Now, we do a process which is called contrastive analysis. Very simply, we look at the two columns of submodalities, and we notice where the submodalities are different. All we find from contrastive analysis is where the differences are. We don't yet know which one of those differences is the driver. Once we've done our contrastive analysis, we begin the mapping across process. So what we're going to do is have the person bring back the picture of the food that they like. And then systematically going down the column, we're going to have them change the submodalities of the food that they like to be the same as the submodalities for the food that they dislike. When we change the submodality, which is the driver, using our sensory acuity, we'll see a big shift from the state of liking to the state of disliking. That is how we find out what the driver is. The only way of finding out the driver is by doing the mapping across process. We'll normally find that when we change the driver, all the other submodalities will follow along suit and they will change as well. Once we've done that, we then need to test. Now, as you think about, you mentioned the food that they used to like, how is it different now? We should get the state of detest. What I really like to do, though, for this, and this makes it so much more effective, is I like to actually have the food there, really, physically, the food that they used to like, and I offer it to them. And I know that it's worked when they pull away, when they begin to retch, when they just don't want to even look at it, don't want to get anywhere close to it. This is a really powerful process, and it's a good fun process too. We're going to do an exercise with this in a moment, and before you do though, it would be really useful for you to actually see this process demonstrated. If you go to the DVD in the home study pack, the submodality like to dislike process is the second demo on that disc, where I work with somebody who wants to give up fizzy drinks and they want to detest it. So actually watch that demonstration and then come back to the CD and I'll set up an exercise so you can do it yourself.